The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Danny, are you sure Ginger's hired someone to kill Terry?
I'm positive, Chloe. I pushed the wrong button on the switchboard and overheard her on the phone. We have to get Ginger to talk. She's going to be at the Canary Club tonight to be seen with Philip Grayson, but I'm supposed to go with her, you know, as arm candy until she meets up with him. Can you be there, all incognito?
My boss hired someone to try and kill one of my best friends today. She's at the Canary Club tonight. I need to be there and not be recognized, so I thought I'd see if you could work your magic again.
I know exactly what to do.
Hi. I'm here to see...
You're late. Get in there before Leon's ulcer starts acting up.
Oh, Jesus. It's about time you showed up.
There's girls in cages at the ends of the tables, and they're all dressed like me. The Canary Club. Oh, I get it. This is a go-go bar. Okay. Just play it cool, Chloe. You can do this. Reserved for Grayson, party of 12.
And so I said to Philip, if you let random women just run up and kiss you, why not give someone who actually knows you a try? And here we are.
Ginger, there's something I wanted to ask you about.
Pierre, I am not here to talk to you. Now shut up and get me a fresh drink.
Yes, Ginger.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Oh, no. Philip, dear, let Daniel handle it.
No, I like my drink made special. Custom. Yeah, no. I'll be right back.
So, I hold it up.
I'm in hell. You?
Bit of flames. Yep. You know, this is going to be your fourth fuzzy navel.
And you're on your third scotch.
Touché. Bartender, one scotch on the rocks and a cosmopolitan.
And one fuzzy navel, please. More navel, less fuzzy.
Coming right up.
So, how'd you really end up on this date, Mr. Grayson? Or did you actually want to...
No, God, no. My agent practically made me sign paperwork on it. How'd you end up with this job?
Really bad sexual choices.
Wow, not something I want to hear.
Not something I want to tell.
Why do you keep craning your neck around like that? Looking for someone?
No, I have a tennis injury.
Okay.
Your drinks, gentlemen.
Thanks. Back to the pit.
Look on the bright side. Only a couple more hours to go.
If I make it that long.
Here's your drink, Ginger.
About time. My cigarette needs light up here.
Right.
Can I borrow that?
Hey!
Ben.
That go-go bitch in the cage took my cigarette. Who the hell do you think you are?
I go by Miss C. But I'm sure you have other names for me.
One of them starts with a C.
Manners, my dear. Wouldn't want to show an ugly face to all these lovely people. Now, would you?
Break time, sweetheart.
Mr. Grayson, if you enjoy the company, then by all means, stay. If not, I'll see you on the other side. Oh. And thanks for the smoke, honey.
God, that look on her face was priceless!
Oh, sorry about that.
Miss C, we meet again.
Hector, right?
I thought I might run into you here.
You did?
I don't suppose you need another ride.
Mind if I cut in?
Yes, I do mind.
Oh. Too bad.
Maybe another time. Thanks for the rescue.
I could say the same. Do you work here?
No. I'm just doing this for fun. Enjoying your date?
No. I'm miserable, thank you very much. This is quite possibly the worst date I've ever been on. And that's counting the one where an heiress's dog barfed on me and then crapped on my shoes.
That's what I thought. Judging by the look you've had on your face all night. Then, are you ready to cut the small talk?
Oh, God, yes.
Make your polite goodbyes, and I'll meet you at the back door. I have to ditch my boss.
I thought you didn't work here.
I don't. 5 minutes. Don't be late.
Chloe, where are you?
Danny!
Huh?
Come here.
Can I help you?
Did you get any information out of Ginger?
Chloe, shh! You're Miss Z. Do you know how pissed Ginger is at you? You know she wants to look like no other. She absolutely hates you.
Yeah. It's pretty great, huh?
You don't even look like you.
That's the whole point, Danny. Now, did you get anything out of Ginger?
No, I've been trying all night, but...
Damn it!
I probably won't be able to get anything from her here. She's trying too hard to be the center of attention.
We'll have to think of something else.
Are you sure you looked everywhere at the office? Her filing cabinet? Her desk?
Yes, I looked.
What about her email?
I don't have her password. You're the computer guy.
I can try to hack in tomorrow, but we need information now. Terry's in safe. The longer we wait, the more danger she's in.
Give her a few more cosmos, and maybe she'll loosen her lips?
Ginger's not the informative type when drunk.
Well... Would you maybe call her and pretend to be the guy?
Yeah, because that'll work.
There's no reason to get snippy.
There's plenty of reason to get snippy.
Then what the hell do you suggest we do? I'm out of ideas.
Well, we haven't exhausted all of our resources yet. See, Ginger gets rather chatty after... Well, after...
She gets chatty after what? Oh. Godspeed, Danny. Take one for the team.
I don't want to. I said I wouldn't.
What else is there?
Nothing. I'll do it for Terry. I just hope she can forgive me. I'll call you around midnight. We should be done by then.
Good luck.
I'm gonna need it.
Starting to think you weren't coming.
Well, not yet, honey. I'll need a bit more foreplay than that. Oh. Yeah, you're good at that.
Likewise.
Let's get out of here.
Your carriage?
Such a gentleman.
Not here. We're giving the hotel security guys a show.
You should charge admission.
Tomorrow, I'm dating someone.
Yeah? And today's Thursday.
No. No. I think I really like this person.
I don't think she'll mind.
I think she might.
Is it really important to you that you don't hurt her?
Yeah, I think it is.
Mr. Grayson, Philip, you're an incredibly admirable man. I hope you consider her worth it. Good night. I can't believe it. He likes me. Well, he likes Chloe. I am so going to hug him to pieces tomorrow. Come on, Danny. It's 12:30. Get done and call. Hello?
It's me.
Danny, finally.
Were you just sitting by the phone?
Yes. Get anything?
Nothing.
Nothing? I thought you said she was chatty after. Well, you know, after.
Apparently that's just for normal screwing. This was angry, violent fucking, Chloe. There was no after. I'm sore in places that should not be sore. I feel used, violated, cheap, and dirty. Ginger has this way of just looking at a man and making him feel raped.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Danny.
Not half as sorry as I am. But I did manage to get one thing out of her.
What?
Like I said before, she was pissed. All she said was, I'm surrounded by idiots who can't even do the job they're paid to do.
Ouch. But what does that tell us?
It tells us that she's not happy with the job someone did. Probably means that the guy, whoever he is, didn't succeed in killing Terry.
What are we going to do now?
Now? I'm going to take a long, scalding shower. Then I'm going to try and think of a new plan. Terry said she'd call when she got to a safe place, so I'll probably wait up for that.
Nice plan. Good night, Danny.
There's nothing good about it.
Terry, please be okay.
Red coat doesn't do you any justice. I thought Jeff and your grandma threw out all your old clothes.
I dug it out of the trash. I like it. Papa, why are we out in the field behind the house?
Tessa, there comes a time in every girl's life.
I already know I get my period.
No! When a girl needs to know how to fend for herself out in the wild.
Oh, Jesus, is this going to be like the time you took Princess and Lady and me out fishing?
Those were some good times.
We were using shotguns.
Rods and reels just get in the way. As I recall, you didn't catch anything.
That's because there weren't any fish left. There were just fish bits floating in the water.
Still had a pretty good time, though.
I think the beer had a little to do with that.
What is fishing without beer?
Not one of us was over 21 except you.
Are you going to tell me that the three of you weren't drinking before then?
I plead the fifth.
Smart.
You going to get to my question anytime soon?
Well, the best way to tell you is to just do it. I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Open your mind. Tell me what you sense.
Okay. I hear wind.
Good. Care to be a little more open than that?
What am I supposed to be hearing, Papa?
Try again. Go past what you're used to feeling and use your new senses.
I never thought I'd be listening to this existential bullshit from you. Of course, I thought you were dead.
Tessa. Sweet pea. focus.
All right.
Start with the wind.
I hear the wind. I hear my breathing. I can hear myself talking. I can hear my own heartbeat. I can hear your heart beating. Fuck, I can hear your heart beating.
Honey, focus.
Right, right. Weird. There's something else here.
That's good. Go on.
It's afraid.
Good. Smell that. Taste it. Know what it means. Keep going.
It's not human. It's an animal.
What else do you hear?
Its blood is rushing through its veins. It's confused. It's afraid of me.
Use that. What are your instincts today?
Run out.
Good girl.
Shit!
Oh, now, what'd you let it go for?
Because my instincts told me to bite into its neck.
Well, why didn't you?
What? I thought Peter Rabbit was annoying, but I didn't want to tear his little throat out.
Contessa Elizabeth Woodsman, where do you think meat comes from?
I know where meat comes from. It comes from the grocery store where nature intended, on neat little styrofoam trays packaged in saran wrap.
You can't think that way anymore.
Why not?
Because for you, the world has been boiled down into two separate sections. The predator and the prey.
Where do we fit in?
Where do you think?
Papa, I'm not a killer.
That's where you're wrong, my girl. Somebody needs to watch over the herd. Corruption, evil, insanity. It's a sickness. It's all a sickness. Sometimes we're the treatment. Sometimes we're the cure. Sometimes we're the knife that cuts the cancer out.
So what are you saying? That we just kill everything that we see as corrupt?
We don't kill everyone. For example, as much as I love her, Princess is sick.
You're gonna go rip her throat out?
No! She just needs to be helped. She needs treatment.
What the fuck are we?
You're a smart girl, Tessa. I think you can figure it out. Come on. Let's see if we can improve on those instincts.
What if I'm not ready for it?
One day, you will be. You'll hit a certain point and, well, you'll just know. Follow me. There are some raccoons about 100 meters that way.
I hate raccoons.
They're an acquired taste.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Now about our date tonight.
Yes! Where will we be going?
You know that exclusive Moroccan place on the other side of town?
You mean the one that has a 3-year waiting list?
That's the one.
You do realize how difficult it is to talk in your presence, don't you?
No.
Must I remind you again how hot you are?
Chloe!
Oh, no. Jason, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but who is this?
I'm her fiancé.
I'm sorry my ex is an idiot.
I'm not. If he wasn't, then presumably I never would have gotten the chance to date you. I need to tell you something.
Coming May 15th, 2009, Something Real.
You can't be a coward forever, Chloe.
Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Chapter 20, The Second Ball, featuring the voice talents of Ara Pelody as Ginger, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, Philip Weber as Philip, Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Pete Milan as Hector, Jeremiah McCoy as Robert, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, Susan Bridges as Terry, Alicia Lane Matheson as the bartender, and Ryan Pickens as the bouncer. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Alicia Lane Matheson, original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, edited by Marley Norton, produced by Pendant Productions, Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, copyright 2009, Pendant Productions.
Hello?
It's me!
Terry! Where are you?
I'm safe. I'm surrounded by idiots, but I'm safe. It's too risky for me to call you again, just in case she pays the guy to continue the job, but I need you to do me a favor.
Sure. What is it?
You know my post office box?
Yeah?
There's some stuff from work I need. You can get the keys to my office from my apartment. I need you to grab the big manila folder on my desk and my laptop and send them to me. Obviously, don't mail them from our building.
No problem. Hon, are you sure you're gonna be all right?
Of course I am. As long as stupid isn't contagious. I should go. I'll call you as soon as I can. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Terry. Take care. These 3 a.m. phone calls are becoming some kind of weird joke.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.